This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
If you haven't yet heard my podcast that discuss the climate change extermination agenda for the human race, it's very important to review that first, because this is a continuation of that stunning realization. It turns out that not only is environmentalism actually a plot to exterminate all life on Earth by dimming the sun, polluting the atmosphere, collapsing photosynthesis, and exterminating humans, also eliminating carbon, which is an essential nutrient or carbon dioxide for plants, for forests, for food crops, and so on. There's not only that, but now when you look at everything that progressives have been pushing, it all aligns with the agenda to exterminate humankind, everything. You look at the abortion industry and the pushing of abortions. Well, what is that all about? It's about murdering humans. It's about exterminating the human race. They don't want a human baby to be born alive, and they celebrate the killing of that baby before it can be born. And this is what progressives are now doing. They're celebrating the actual systematic murder of human babies. This is all aligned with the extermination of the human race. But there's more than that. They're also celebrating the feminization of males. So the elimination of fertility, the destruction of the family, the destruction of sexual reproduction, which is the continuation of the human species. Without sexual reproduction, your species will collapse. And this is why throughout nature you see sexual reproduction. You see it in, of course, primates, apes, monkeys, chimpanzees, all kinds of primates. You see it in even non-mammals as well. You see it in marsupials, for example. You see it in many other species. You see it in, aquatic species, fish, and so on. Why do you have sexual reproduction? Well, because it's the best way for species to explore genotypes and phenotypes that are ideally suited for adaptation, survival, and reproduction. It's a basic scientific theory, and yet that is under attack by progressives. They're even attacking the very existence of genetics. So now they say that genetics no longer play a role in sex determination. They say that the genotype or chromosomes basically no longer exist or have no effect anymore. They say that you can choose to be a male or a female by making a wish, and that genes no longer matter. So they're attacking not only sexual reproduction and fertility and live births of human babies, they're also attacking the very idea that the genetic code and the intermixing of genes through sexual reproduction, they're attacking the idea that that even exists at all. So this is a complete assault on science. This is an assault on humanity. This is an assault on reproduction. And as part of that, you have the assault on males. You have all the progressives now saying that men are bad, that even reproduction is bad. They essentially have a war on sperm, you might say. They think that anyone who carries sperm is automatically bad. And you see this all over progressive media to say that men are bad because of the way they're born, that men should be denied power. There are people now, in fact, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, said that all men should be stripped of power in Congress and that only women should be lawmakers. So Mark Hamill has declared war on sperm, if you can believe that. Luke Skywalker is like Luke Spermwalker now. He's like the anti-sperm dark Jedi. I mean, it's insane. This is what these progressives have become. I mean, it's like, where is Yoda in this? Where are the good guys? Because Luke Skywalker hates the existence of sperm now. These people are insane. But this is all part of a pattern, you see, where anything that is involved in procreation, anything that is that sustains the species, anything that supports life is now attacked by progressives. And the reason this is crucial for you to understand is because this is so far beyond politics. In other words, defeating leftists and defeating progressives is not merely about politics. It's about the continuation of the human species. It's about the survival of the human race. And if progressives win, they will destroy the world. Literally, that's not hyperbole. It's not metaphor. They will destroy all life on Earth, including human life. They will destroy the sustainability of the species. They will destroy every living ecosystem. They want to dim the sun. They want to pollute the atmosphere. They're calling for it. They're doing it. They want to engage in geoengineering and pollute the skies. They want to eliminate all carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, which would collapse all plant life by shutting down photosynthesis everywhere across the globe. And that would collapse every food web and food supply and food crops and so on. And it would collapse human civilization. And this is what progressives are calling for. Hear me on this. This is so much bigger than a war against globalists or a political war or, you know, whose version of politics is correct. This is so much bigger than that. This is about the human race fighting for survival against an extinction agenda that is being pursued by progressives. And the thing is, most of your mainstream progressives don't even know that they are promoting the extinction of the human race. They have no idea. They don't know that this is the agenda. They have been brainwashed or influenced into promoting these ideas that would lead to the extinction of the human race. So they've been told that this is how you save the planet, is you eliminate all carbon, or you dim the sun, you pollute the atmosphere. This is how they're told you save the planet. Or it's recycling when you pollute the soils with biosludge, you know, human sewage, toxic sewage sludge. Liberals have been taught, oh, that's recycling. That's green. That's how you green the planet, is you pollute it. They think that you green the planet by polluting the atmosphere. They think that anybody who doesn't want to pollute the world is somehow destroying the world. And again, they think carbon dioxide is bad. So your average progressive has already been recruited into the environmentalism / progressive suicide cult. They just don't know it, but they're going along with it. And so they are a danger to the future of our world. They are a danger to the sustainability of human civilization. They are the enemy of humanity in every way. They are more of an enemy than just an enemy combatant. An enemy combatant term means it's a geopolitical designation that a nation is under attack from an enemy that's trying to destroy the nation state or overthrow the nation. And those that exists, of course, that is much of the history of the world. But those who are the enemies of humanity are enemy combatants at a whole bigger level. They are the enemies of life. They are the enemies of humanity. They are the enemies of sustainability. They're enemies of birth. They are enemies of families and reproduction. They are truthfully the enemies of viable sperm and viable eggs in men and women. They even hate the very concept of men and women. So the next time you encounter some transgender, gender fluid pushing liberal, libtard, progressive, you should really accurately think of them as mass murderers, because they are trying to, perhaps unknown to themselves, they are working towards the extermination of human life on our planet and the extermination of really all plant life on the planet. And yet they tell themselves that they are progressive and they are enlightened and they are educated, while they are espousing the vectors of extermination of life on Earth. And that is a dangerous person. And those people must be defeated. They must be stopped. They must be taken out of power. They must not be allowed to pursue the end game of what they want. Because if they do that, they will not only kill themselves, they will kill you. They will kill all of us. They are the terminators of humanity. And they must be stopped. So keep all this in mind and stay informed. I've got much more to share on this very important topic. Read my website, naturalnews.com. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com, or just watch them at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative video site. There's a lot more that you need to know. And this is my focus from here forward, is halting the extermination of humanity. That's really what it's come down to. Thank you for listening and stay informed. Much more coming.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.